Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Mary Lou Williams, the superb composer, arranger, and pianist who I've been featuring throughout this five-part series, introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing. Mary Lou Williams' memorable tune, Froggy Bottom. More from Mary Lou later this hour, along with guitarist Mary Osborne, singer Sippy Wallace, and the International Sweethearts of Rhythm Swing Band. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. The 1950s were tough years for many of these female performers. Work was scarce due to the rise of television, rock and roll, changing tastes, and shifting cultural patterns. Quite a few of these artists retired from the music business for a while, and some, like Mary Lou Williams and Lil Hardin, moved to Europe. Here, singing and playing piano, is Lil Hardin Armstrong with Sidney Bechet in Paris in 1952.
Hard all day. I want somebody who wants me to play. Pretty clothes have never been mine, but when I get my honey, the sun is going to shine. Oh, I want a big butter and egg man. Don't some great big butter and egg man want me? Da butter and egg, man. My daddy was a ragtime trombone player. My mommy was a ragtime cabaret. They met one day at a tango tea. There was a syncopated wedding, and then came me. Folks think the wild walk is a fad, but it's just a birthday present from my mammy and dad. 'Cause I'm a jazz baby. I wanna be jazzing all the time. Well, there's something
Baby, New Orleans singer Banu Gibson from her 1984 album of the same name on Stomp Off. You know, it occurs to me that during this series introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing, I've kind of shortchanged the blues aspect, so we'll hear quite a bit of blues this hour. The deeply moving Coffin Blues was first put on disc by Ida Cox, a popular blues singer of the 20s and 30s. Ida Cox sung a number of tunes in the graveyard genre, like Death Letter Blues and Graveyard Dream Blues, though today she's best known for Wild Women Don't Have the Blues. We'll hear a heartbreaking modern recording of Coffin Blues, sung by Liesl Mack. First, though, Ethel Waters, one of the most popular singers of the 20s, puts an unusual twist on Shake That Thing by shaking it, surprisingly, slow and easy.
Down in Georgia, got a dance that's new. Ain't nothing to it, it's easy to do. Called Shake That Thing. Oh, Shake That Thing. I'm getting sick and tired of telling
give you no lesson to shake that thing when everybody can shake that thing. Oh, I mean shake that thing. I'm getting tired of telling you how to shake that thing.
Magnificent performance of Coffin Blues by Liesl Mack. I can only tell you that I believe she's German. That 1983 stop-off session was with a hand-picked group of outstanding Frankfurt musicians that was called Jazz Classics. And we heard Ethel Waters putting her sophisticated touch to Shake That Thing. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Next is a set honoring the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, Louisiana, by women who lived there. Down on the Delta by the Boswell sisters evokes the Mississippi Delta. And by the way, sisters Boswell were born and raised in New Orleans. Before perfecting their famous harmony singing, all three played in the New Orleans Philharmonic Orchestra. Singer Bynoe Gibson's Louisiana from a 1983 album with her New Orleans Hot Jazz Orchestra is a fine tribute to her longtime home. And Texas-born singer Sippy Wallace lived and performed briefly in New Orleans around 1916 at the tail end of the golden era there. She went on to a successful career in tent shows and the blues. Sippy was backed by her brother Herschel Wallace and Louis Armstrong in 1927 when she recorded The Flood Blues.
Be down on the Delta. Soon I know that I'll find shelter where a star does cover, hovers over me. Wanna be down on that bayou just to see the friends that I knew. Mississippi, would you listen to me? Lord, hear my plea. Oh,
muddy waters used to be my playground when I was a tiny tot. In the bottom, how I used to play around.
Lordy, what a spanking I got. Let me live down on the Delta. I don't care how much I swelter. I wanna be down on that Delta. Delta shelter me.
Muddy waters used to be my playground when I was a tiny tot. In the bottom tower used to play around. Lordy, what a spanking I got. Well, let me live on the Delta. Troubles away from my door.
Let me live on the Delta. Troubles away from my door.
I'm getting tired of living away from home. Delta shelter me.
Wanna be down on that Delta. Soon I know that I'll find shelter where the stars cover me. Wanna be on that bayou where all the friends that I once knew. Lordy, Lordy, listen to me. Oh, Mississippi, don't you hear my plea?
Oh, muddy waters, night is falling. Muddy waters, hear me calling. Muddy waters, I'll be coming soon. Muddy waters, no more roaming. Muddy waters, I'll be home. Muddy waters, I'll be coming soon. Can't you hear me? Delta shelter me.
Grander, I declare, no skies are bluer,
Sippy Wallace singing The Flood Blues. More from Sippy in the 1980s, later this hour. We heard New Orleans singer Banu Gibson, Louisiana, and the Boswell sisters Down in the Delta, and little tip of the hat to New Orleans. Still ahead on this last of five programs, introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing, guitarist Mary Osborne, the International Sweethearts of Rhythm Swing Band, and more blues. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you'll find an extensive Women of Jazz page featuring luscious photos, interesting web links, and exciting sound clips at jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at mississippirag.com. On Mary Lou Williams' first solo record in 1930, she was already a fully formed master of stride piano.
Thank you.
Mary Lou Williams' first solo recording in 1930, her stride piano original called Nightlife.